all of Tom's brothers and sister, when they reached a certain age, had an oil painting made of them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen that. We've seen. We've put up the oil
painting.
Where did
it go? Is it not here anymore?
It was in here. I don't know.
Maybe somebody stole it.
Seems to be getting younger. Isn't that weird?
And put,
could you get the phone, please?
Voodoo on it. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Did you hear the big news over the weekend?
Well, which news?
The North Korean thing? The Trump's
over there? Canada legalized weed.
Oh, yeah. They did. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good news.
I swear to God. And that everybody's making a fuss. Everybody here works, like, bragging about it. But it's going to take a lot more than that to make me visit their boring-ass country. I'll say it right to Maroon 5's face. The fact remains, if free health care and all you can drink maple syrup didn't get me up there, then nothing will.
Hmm.
Swear to God. If Canada was worth a damn, we'd already took it over and made it part of America, same way we did Alaska, Guam, and the Bahamas.
I don't think the Bahamas.
He's on a
well, I, you know, I almost never smoke weed. I mean, half our staff here, but yeah, I think it should be legalized.
Okay.
Mainly, I don't smoke pot mainly because I don't have to hang with my drummer Dusty in a Waffle House parking lot for 2 hours every Wednesday night waiting on some dealer named Skeeter to show up. Pretty much. Wait 2 hours so he can pay $8 for a Bug-O dime bag, and then if Dusty drops a 20, he'll throw in some prednisone and a couple laddies. I mean, who knew pot smokers liked a bundle? Anyways, man, people think potheads are always late because they smoke pot, but I've seen firsthand they're late because they're always just waiting on the dealer dick to show up.
Uh-huh.
And why is it every pot dealer has car trouble right before he's supposed to be there, but never after they've been paid and leaving?
Huh. Good point.
I swear to God. And if you just got in the car, how's come the bag's always warm, Vaughn? Everybody knows Skeeter ain't your real name anyways. I hand my buddy a dime bag that's body temperature because you've been running errands and camping on that bag like a bunny incubating its eggs all day.
Bunny.
Just rude.
I don't think
now, I swear
bunnies
to God,
have
nothing
eggs.
Worse than seeing a dime bag fogged up from 3 hours of swamp ass. But Dusty still smokes it. He don't even complain when he's late because Dusty knows customer service ain't one of their strong points. Because it don't have to be. I mean, even whores are held to a higher standard.
Really?
But I want the government to legalize weed because I want to do the commercials for legalized weed.
Oh, you'd be great at that, huh?
I've even wrote one down. I'm going to practice on the Bob and Tom Show.
Oh, go ahead. Okay, good. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Donnie Baker for Dr. Donnie Dre, America's newest legal weed. Have you been trouble sleeping at night? Do you suffer from daily aches and pains that hurt? Do the people in your life stress you out, cause you? Well, then maybe it's time you ask your local dealer about Dr. Donnie's Dre. So it'll give you, it's so good it'll give Snoop Dogg a head rush.
Nice.
Swear to God. Dr. Donnie's Dre's reefer's active ingredient TLC has been shown to reduce and relieve most, if not all, them symptoms I just mentioned. So don't go chasing waterfalls. Get the real wacky tobacco today. Side effects include an appreciation of the Grateful Dead for no reason, turn signals, lighting candles, a sudden craving for hot Funyuns and Matador beef jerky. And then I'll probably end the commercial with one of them exclaimers. Do not take marijuana if you're allergic to marijuana.
Oh, sure.
Ain't everybody allergic to marijuana? I figured that's why people's eyes got red when they smoked it. Swear to God, pot smokers are the only ones keeping Visine in business. I'm going to go.
Thank you. So, I think it's THC, not
yeah,
DLC,
yeah.
I think. But yeah, Donnie would be good at that commercial.